Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with our Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministry. We're so delighted to be back on the radio broadcast on tonight. I just give God all praise, all glory, and all honor tonight. He is the head of my life. And to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to all of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I just thank and praise God for being back on this radio broadcast for the study of our word, of the word of God on tonight. We're not going to have a song, but we're going to have a scripture and a prayer. So a short devotion so we can get right into the word of God. I just give God all the praise tonight. He makes all things possible when, you know, and you know I may be able to get a song out of here. I'm not for sure, but just give me a second. God makes all things possible. If you just trust and believe, God will do it for you. And I trust God tonight to... It may not be what we want it to be, but it's who God and how he wanted to be. So just give me a second. I'm sorry.
Of what the mercy of God can, if you knew me then, you'd believe me now. You turned my whole life upside down. To see your hand in me. Thank you.
Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 119, verses starting at verse 89. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven to all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thine ordinance, for all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delight, I should then have perished in my affliction. I would never forget thy precepts,
for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine, save me. For I have sought thy precepts. Thy wicked have waited for me, but I will consider thy testimony. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. I have just read you from Psalms 119, verses 89 through 96. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his holy word. Father, we come tonight humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come on tonight, God, and just giving you all the praise and giving you all the glory. We magnify your name tonight, God. We glorify you tonight, God. We magnify you tonight, God. Father, we first of all come asking you to bind up the strong man from our lives. Bind the strong man, God, from this radio broadcast. Every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every demon on assignment, Father, I ask you to bind now. I bind them up and I cast them out. I command them to go in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask you tonight, God, to open up our understanding, open up our minds and our hearts that we may receive your word just like it is, God, in the name of Jesus. Then, Father, let me decrease, move me from myself, that the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, will increase and minister to us on tonight. Father, we just thank you on tonight. We praise you tonight. We glorify your name tonight. We lift your name up tonight, Lord. We need you, God, and we can't make it without you. We need you to touch our minds tonight. Just enter our minds, God, and let the Holy Spirit teach us through this word on tonight. Father, we thank you for it, and we give you all the praise and all the glory. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. And praise the Lord. I just thank and praise God for being here, for an opportunity to be on here. Everything don't always be comfortable for us when we doing things, you know, but God, when you make one step, God right behind you. Keep me in your prayers and pray for me on what I'm doing here tonight, because I had to kind of leave the building and just go. And I mean, I'm not going to let nobody or nothing by the grace of God stop what God is doing. So tonight, I think we're on chapter 35. Mm-hmm. Let me see here. 35, 36, and 37. Okay. Let me see. I'm going to start reading here at 35. And Moses gathered all the congregations of the children of Israel together and said unto them, these are the words which the Lord have commanded thee, that ye should do them. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day there should be to you a holy day, a Sabbath of rest to the Lord. Whosoever doeth work therein shall be put to death. Ye shall kindle no fire throughout your habitation upon the Sabbath day. And Moses spake unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which the Lord commanded, saying, take ye from among you an offering unto the Lord. Whosoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it, an offering of the Lord, gold and silver and brass and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair and ram skins dyed red and badger's skin and shittim wood and oil for the light and spices for anointing oil and for the sweet incense and oxen stones and stones to be set for the ephod and for the breastplate. And every wise heart among you shall come and make all that the Lord hath commanded, the tabernacle, his tent, his covering, his thatches, and his boards, his pillars, and his sockets, the ark and the staff thereof, with the mercy seat and the veil of the covering, the table and its all his vessels, and the showbread, the candlestick also for the light, and his furniture and his lamp with the oil for the light, and the incense altar and his staffs and the anointing oil and the sweet incense and the hanging for the door at the entering in of the tabernacle, the altar of burnt offering with his brazen grate, his staffs and all of his vessels, the laver and his foot, the hangings of the court, his pillars and their sockets, and the hanging for the door of the court, the pins of the tabernacle and the pins of the court, cords, the clothes of service to do service in the holy place, the holy garments for Aaron, the priest, and the garments of his sons to minister in the priest's office. And all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses, and they came, every one whose heart stirred him up, and every one whose his spirit made willing, and they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, and for all his service, and for the holy garment. And they came both men and women, as many as were willing-hearted, and brought bracelets and earrings and rings and tablets and all jewels of gold. And every man that offered an offering of gold unto the Lord, and every man with whom was found blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair and red skins of rams and badger skins brought them, and everyone that did offer an offering, silver and brass, brought the Lord's offering, and every man with whom was found shittim wood for any work of the service brought it. And all the women that were wise-hearted did spin with their hands, brought that which they had spun, both of blue and of purple and of scarlet and of linen. And all the women whose hearts stirred them up in wisdom spun goat's hair, and the rulers brought oxen stones and the stones to be set for the ephod and for the breastplate, and the spice and oil for the light and for the anointing oil and for the sweet incense. And the children of Israel brought a willing offering unto the Lord, every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring for all manner of work which the Lord had commanded to be made by the hand of Moses. And Moses said unto the children of Israel, see, the Lord hath called by name Bezalel, the son of Uriah, the son of Er, of the tribe of Judah. And he hath filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge in all manner of workmanship, and to advise curious. Am I reading the right chapters, you all?
It's 35, 36, 37.
Yeah, is that the right chapter?
I think so.
I seem like I done read this before. I don't know, but I'm going to keep reading. And to devise curious words to work in gold and in silver and in brass and in the cutting of stones to set them and in carving of wood to make any manner of cunning work. And he have put in his heart that he, both he and Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach of the tribe of Dan, them have he filled with wisdom of heart to work all manner of work of the engraver and of the cunning workmen and of the embroider in blue and in purple and in scarlet in the fine linen and of the weaver, even them that do any work and of those that devise cunning work. Then, chapter 36, then wrought Bezalel in Aholiab and every wise hearted man in whom the Lord put wisdom and understanding to know how to work all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary, according to all them that the Lord had commanded. And Moses called Aholiab and every wise-hearted man in whose heart the Lord had put wisdom, even everyone whose heart stirred him up to come into the work to it. And they received of Moses all the offering which the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of the sanctuary to make it withal. And they brought yet unto him free offering every morning. And all the wise men that were wrought all the work of the sanctuary came every man from his work which they had, which they made. And they spake unto Moses, saying, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded to make. And Moses gave commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. So the people were restrained from bringing, for the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work to make it, and too much. And every wise-hearted man among them that wrought the work of the tabernacle made 10 curtains of fine twine, linen, blue, and purple, scarlet, with cherubims of cunning work made he them. The length of one curtain was 28 cubits, and the breadth of one curtain 4 cubits. The curtains were all of one size, and he coupled the 5 curtains one unto another, and the other 5 curtains he coupled one unto another, and he made loops of blue on the edge of one curtain from the selvage in the coupling. Likewise, he made in the uttermost side of another curtain, and in the coupling of the second, 40 loops made he in one curtain, and 50 loops made he in the edge of the curtain, which was in the coupling of it. The loop held one curtain to another, and he made 50 tatches of gold, and coupled the curtain one unto another with the tatches, so it became one tabernacle. And he made curtains of gold hair for the tent over the tabernacle. 11 curtains he made them. The length of the one curtain was 30 cubits, and 4 cubits was the breadth of one curtain. The 11 curtains were of one size. And he coupled 5 curtains by themselves and 6 curtains by themselves, and he made 50 loops upon the uttermost edge of the curtain in the coupling. The 50 loops made he upon the edge of the curtain, and he made 50 tatches of brass to couple the tent together that it might be one. And he made covering for the tent of ram skins, dyed red, and covering of the badger skins above that. And he made boards for the tabernacle of shittim wood standing up. The length of the board was 10 cubits. And the breadth of the board was the breadth of the board 1.5 cubits. One board had 2 tenons equally distant one from another. Thus did he make for all the boards of the tabernacle. And he made boards for tabernacle, 20 boards for the south side, southward, and 40 sockets of silver he made under the 20 boards, 2 sockets under one board for his 2 tenons, and 2 sockets under another board for his 2 tenons. Side of the tabernacle, which is towards the north corner, he made 20 boards. And there are 40 sockets of silver, 2 sockets under one board and 2 sockets under another board. And for the sides of the tabernacle westward, he made 6 boards. And 2 boards made he for the corners of the tabernacle in the 2 sides. And they were coupled beneath and coupled together at the head thereof to 1 ring. Thus he did to both of them in both the corners. And there were 8 boards, and their sockets were 16 sockets. Let me see. Of silver under every board, 2 sockets. And he made boards of shittim wood, 5 for the boards of the one side of the tabernacle, and 5 boards for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 boards for the board, 5 bars for the board of the tabernacle for the side westward. And he made the middle bar to shoot through the board from the one end to the other end. And he overlaid the boards with gold and made their rings of gold to be placed for the bars, and overlaid the boards with gold. And he made a veil of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twine linen with cherubims. Made he it of cunning work. And he made there unto 4 pillars of shittim wood, and overlaid them with gold. Their hooks were of gold, and he cast for them 4 sockets of silver. And he made hanging for the tabernacle doors of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twine, the needlework of needlework, and the fine pillars of it with their hooks. And he overlaid their chapters and their fillet with gold, but their 5 sockets were of bread. 37. And Bezalel made the ark of shittim wood, 2.5 cubits was the length of it, and a cubit and a half the height of it. And he overlaid it with pure gold within and without, and made a crown of gold to it round and about. And he cast for it 4 rings of gold to be set by the 4 corners of it, even 2 rings upon the one side of it and 2 rings upon the other side of it. And he made staves of shittim wood and overlaid them with gold. And he put the staff into the rings by the rings of the ark to bear the ark. And he made the mercy seat of pure gold, 2.5 cubits was the length thereof, and 1.5 cubits the breadth thereof. And he made 2 cherubims of gold, beating out the one piece. Beating out the one piece, made he them out the 2 ends of the mercy seat, 1 cherubim, 1 cherub on the end on this side, and another cherub on the other end on that side. Out of the mercy seat made he the cherubim on the 2 ends thereof, and the cherubim spread out their wings on high and covered with their wings over the mercy seat, with their faces one to another, even to the mercy seat were the faces of the cherubim. And he made the tables of shittim wood, 2 cubits was the length thereof, and 1 cubit the breadth thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the height thereof. And he overlaid it with pure gold and made thereunto a crown of gold round and about. Also he made thereunto a border of a handbreadth round and about, and made a crown of gold for the border thereof round about. And he cast for it four rings of gold, and put the rings upon four corners that were in the 4 feet thereof, over against the border where the rings, the place for the staff to bear the tablet, the table. And he made the staffs of shittim wood and overlaid them with gold to bear the table. And he made the vessel which were upon the table, his dishes and his spoons and his bowls and his covers, to cover withal of pure gold. And he made the candlestick of pure gold, of beaten work made he the candlestick, his shaft and his branch, his bowl, his knob, and his flowers were of the same. And 6 branches going out of the side thereof, 3 branches of the candlestick out of the one side thereof, and 3 branches of the candlestick out of the other side thereof, 3 bowls made after the fashion of almond in 1 branch, a knob and a flower, and 3 bowls made like almond in another branch, a knob and a flower. So throughout the 6 branches going out of the candlestick, and in the candlestick were 4 bowls made like almond, his knobs and of his flowers, and a knob on the 2 branches of the same, and a knob on the 2 branches of the same, and a knob on the 2 branches of the same, according to the 6 branches going out of it. Their knobs and their branches were of the same, and all of it was 1 beaten work of pure gold. And he made his 7 lamps, and his snuffer, and his snuff dish of pure gold. Of a talent of pure gold made he it, and all the vessels thereof. And he made the incense altar of shittim wood. The length of it was 1 cubit, and the breadth of it 1 cubit. It was 4 square, and 2 cubits was the height of it. The horns thereof were the same. And he overlaid it with pure gold, both the top of it and the side thereof round and about, and the horns of it. Also he made unto it a crown of gold round and about. And he made 2 rings of gold for it under the crown thereof by the 2 corners of it, upon the 2 sides thereof, to be placed for the staff to bear it withal. And he made the staffs of shittim wood and overlaid them with gold. And he made the holy anointing oil and the pure incense of sweet spices according to the work of apothecary. Amen. That was a long 3 chapters right there. God bless his word. Amen. Let me get. All right. I think we have 2 questions in chapter 35. What was the punishment for anyone who did any work on the Sabbath? What was the punishment for anyone who did any work on the Sabbath? What was the punishment?
Death.
Death.
Death, that's right. That's right. Is it still asking the same question? Why this punishment? It says, why this punishment? Well, it was death, but God wanted Israel to honor. Huh? Come on.
You shall kindle no fire throughout your dwellings on the Sabbath day. You know, it's, to me, it's like a, not a riddle, but it's like a saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't, you know how most older people, you hear your grandmama say, don't put fuel to the fire. So, you know what I'm saying? It was already born in the sin. So, some things that we do, we could, It's like we supposed to.
Yeah.
It's saying, you know, don't kill the. You shall kindle no fire throughout your dwelling on the Sabbath day. So,
right.
I mean, you can get a couple of things out of that, but
yeah,
you don't want to put some fuel to the fire when it's already some brewing, and you go out and you do all of what you're not supposed to do on a Sabbath day. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
That's forbidden. It's disobedient. I mean.
Absolutely. And it's more so like when you know. Come on, somebody.
Yeah, God, he really wanted them to keep that law. He really, you know, look, if y'all don't, I'm going to kill you. You know, he really wanted them to keep the Sabbath. You know, point blank, period.
Yeah.
It was going to bless them if they kept it.
Mm-hmm.
So
he really
wanted them to keep the Sabbath. You know, you know, he gave them a whole list of things to do, to be blessed, to help them keep it. And he said that if you don't keep it, you will be put to death. And so, you know, it was tough, you know, if they didn't keep it, the punishment was tough. But, you know, if they kept it, it was beautiful for them. They were going to be so blessed. And, you know, we'll get off into the rest of, you know, how to keep it. But he really, really wanted them to keep the Sabbath.
Right. And see, anyone else have a comment on that? And see.
Yeah, I think that, like, when they was in captured with, you know, by Pharaoh, they worked all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that God just wanted them to have a day of rest. From, you know, seeing them, what the Pharaoh was doing to them. So that's why he was so animate about them the Sabbath day. So, you know, because they, if I'm not mistaken, I think they worked all the time for Pharaoh. So I don't even think they had a rest day, really, I don't think. So for me, I just think that, you know, he just wanted them to have a rest day and take it seriously about getting a rest.
That's right. Well, all of y'all was right, pretty much on the same accord. But when you, it's just like it's the commandment that God gave us, and he said, "Keep it holy, remember it, and keep it holy." So God wanted them to honor him and to have a lasting remembrance of all that he had done, all that creation that he had done. He just wanted to be honored and remembered. So he worked the 6 days, and then on the seventh day he rested. So I just feel like he just wanted us to honor that, what he did. And even like he said, when they was in Egypt, they worked all the time. They worked all the time. So that was some rest for them, you know, if they did the Sabbath, and even up to the day, you know, when you do it, when you keep the Sabbath, I mean, like, I think it was maybe two Saturdays ago, or maybe it was just last Saturday, I laid in that bed. I had got up, had some coffee and some protein shake, and Ed and I, we talked and whatever and like that. And we just sit around in our night clothes with our house coats on. And after a while, about 2 o'clock, I went in there and laid down. And you talking about the bed. I don't know what kind of love sleep that was I had. I just felt so blessed and just so good. It's laying because I know this is what I'm supposed to do. And he just blessed. I just felt good. It was some good rest. I went to sleep and slept so good. Usually I had to, you know, you toss and you turn and you roll over and your arm hurts, your back hurts, your this hurts. I just slept good. And I just had a good rest. And that's what God wants us to do on the Sabbath day. That's what he wants us to do. So.
Yeah, and I just wanted to add something else, too.
Okay.
As far as you know, the Sabbath and being obedient, you know, like the basic obedience is like a prerequisite. So basically, you have to look at the obedience as doing work for the Lord. When you be obedient, that's just like work inside of work. You get what I'm saying? Because it was also ordained for God for us to be obedient towards him. But when he tell us to do something, that's actually being obedient to the work of God. So you got to be obedient to it. And a lot of people hadn't made it there yet. You get what I'm saying? As far as being obedient to God and his word. You know what I'm saying? And I'm working on it. Because I'm one of those people, you know, that need to know some things that is work within work. You get what I'm saying? So when you be obedient to God, that's actually work inside of what he wants you to do. You get what I'm saying? Because one, you're being obedient, and for two, you're doing his work. You get what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's critical when he say death, like death, you're going to kill me because of the Sabbath day. So I think that's just, that's big for somebody to be obedient to God and not die, because he really wanted them to really rest in him. You know, when you rest in God, you grow in God. You get what I'm saying? Because that's just a lot in it. You get what I'm saying? And
yeah,
I can go on and on.
It's such deep. It's really deep. It's really deep because, you know, when I first met Dad, he come telling me something about it, and I just cut him up and cut him down, cut him sideways, cut him in and out. But when God wants you to know and understand something, it's a time for you to know and understand it, because he couldn't have told me no difference. And every time he spoke of it, I would cut him down, you know. Even though I thought I knew what I was talking about, I cut him down. I don't want to hear that. And even, I was saying, well, even up to last year, the year before last, I was saying, well, we can just go and then we can repent. He said, God ain't going to keep on taking that. You know, it's just like when you say, thou should not steal, thou should not kill. It's the same. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. It's his Ten Commandments. And, you know, like I read in one commentary where the man said they did away with it. You know, said it was on Saturday, but they did away with it. And it wasn't for the church. You know, just all kind of stuff. But God say what he mean, and he mean what he say. We ain't supposed to change his word. We ain't supposed to. And so when we do, but when people just don't do it, they just don't do it, but they have to repent. They got to repent for it. You know, God will forgive us for everything except for blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. So I feel like if we repent for it, God will forgive us. Because I'm just like Prophetess McKinney. Hey, I'm number one. I'm number one, and when I did it, then when he brought it to me, I was cutting him every which way. I don't want to hear that. You think you know the word so good? I know the word too, and I've been in church, and I just tore him up. Didn't even want to receive it, but God surely humbled me. God surely humbled me, and I had to go back and eat them words. I had to go back and eat them words. I didn't even know it was in the Ten Commandments. Believe me, I didn't know that was a commandment for us to keep the Sabbath. I did not know that. But, honey, I know it now because we wasn't taught that. We wasn't taught that. You know. So let's go on because we could be there all day. We on chapter 36. Okay. The first question is, okay, y'all. How much material did the children of Israel bring to Moses for the building of the tabernacle? How much did they bring?
from what I can see, they brought enough, right?
Yeah.
And that shows, you know, how blessed giving can be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You freely give. You get what I'm saying? So, you know,
right.
It didn't necessarily say giving a certain amount, but it just said they brought more than enough.
Yeah, they had more than enough. Yes, they did. I feel like because they had to stop them from bringing, they asked them to stop bringing it. Yep, they asked them to stop bringing it. So, what other two layers covered the tabernacle? What other two layers covered the tabernacle?
Ram skin dyed in red and a covering of a badger skin over that.
Yeah. Yeah.
All these sins, Jesus.
Right. Wait a minute, child. I'm losing something. Okay, I got it back. Yep. It was the ram skin dyed in red and the sea cow or dolphin badger skin. Above that. Okay. Okay. How many boards were used as frames on the west side of the tabernacle?
Was it six?
Girl, all them doggone things I read. Yeah, it was six. Seemed like it was about 20.
Six. Yeah, it was six for
the west
side.
Yep. I mean, on the west side of the tabernacle. And how many boards were used as frames on the north and south side of the tabernacle? Shoot. Let me see, because I really don't want it.
Yeah,
20 and 20.
Really? Let me see.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. It sure was. Yep. You're right. Okay. Chapter 37. Who made the Ark of the Testimony?
I don't know how to say his name.
I can't
Bezalel.
Hardly say his name.
Bezalel. And he was actually the chief artisan of the tabernacle and was in charge of building the ark for the covenant. So I wanted to give a stand because I don't say what it was.
Bezalel, that's his name.
Well, that whole thing was good when I tell you. But, you know, we needed more questions for it. But because it was dealing with everything they was building the tabernacle, because in some earlier chapters, I read that. I studied that stuff before. I thought because they got the tabernacle drawn in that commentary that I was reading from. It was a sketch of the tabernacle. So I thought that's why I thought we had already read it. But I guess they feel like they needed to do it again. But it started off in chapter 35. Like with the Sabbath, it was like the regulations for the Sabbath. And then they started talking about Israel bringing an offering. And then we started talking about the tabernacle. And then we were talking about people bringing an offering. So it almost like it was a recap of another chapter. I don't know which chapter it was, but I'm going to find it when I look in that, in that commentary, because it had the sketches and the drawings of the tabernacle in there. That's why I know I had read it before. I don't know what chapter, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. That's okay. I got some notes here with chapter 33. Mm-hmm. I thought I had just read that. That's why I was thinking I had read it, and we was in the wrong chapter. Oh, wait a minute, y'all. Y'all know I'm sitting outside. But in all of this, how the people, God, I think, is just showing us, especially in chapter 35, how obedient the people was, and how when he told them to bring an offering, you tell some folks to, honey, now, you know, you may as well just cuss them out, because that's what it's going to feel like to them. And so, but they was obedient. They got earrings, bracelets, all kind of stuff, and brought that silver and gold and brass, and so that they can build that tabernacle for God. And that's sometimes what we have to do. We have to give till it hurts. And they gave so much, the man told them, look, don't bring no more. Stop now. We need y'all to stop bringing. This is way enough for us to build this tabernacle. We don't need no more. Honey, ain't nobody going to tell you to stop giving today. Nobody. But, and again, this was for a certain reason. This was to build a church or the tabernacle. You know, they spend so many millions of dollars now on these big edifices and stuff like that. I don't know. You know, and they beautiful churches. They beautiful edifices. They're beautiful, big, and some are big and empty, like all these Catholic churches. They have about 40 people in them, and honey, they can hold 4,000. But that's the way they are. Mm-hmm. It was some good teaching today. I'm telling you, good teaching. I really enjoyed even reading it. And like in 36, they was calling for to refrain from bringing the gifts and the money offering. And then they started to make the tabernacle, and that's with all them boards and all that, and cubic feet and gold rings and curtains and all that kind of stuff, and sockets and silver and all that. They made it just like God intended for them to make it, because, you know, before, like I said, he had gave all them men gifts of building and crafts and construction and masonry and all of that stuff. He gave them gifts to do it. You know, they didn't know what they was doing back then, but God blessed them, and he gave them those gifts, and that was just such a blessing. That was a blessing. Then they made the Ark of the Covenant. They made the furnishing for the tabernacle, and how the Ark of the Tabernacle, the Ark of the Tabernacle, I think it was, and they made it out of shittim wood, and they overlaid it in pure gold and stuff like that, and seen the Ark of the Covenant, both of those cherubims are facing each other. Their wings are touching almost. And, I mean, and that's where God sat. That's where he sitting, and that's where he communicated with the people on the mercy seat. Mm-hmm. And that was a blessing. That was a blessing. So, you know, is there any more comments or questions about anything in here? I'm trying to see where we are. And so Tuesday, we'll just do two Tuesday and two Thursday. Next week, we'll be finished. Or, now, chapter 40 got a lot of questions. So let me see, 37 got one, 38 got one. No, it's got two. That's three questions.
We just did 37.
We just did 37.
We did. Okay, so well, we can finish the rest
that was
of them. Okay, so we can do the rest of them on Tuesday. So we can be finished, and I have everybody's stuff to them by Tuesday for Leviticus. Because it's a good chapter, too. It's a good book, too. So we'll have all that. But this, I like this. It told a whole lot. But it was the building of the tabernacle. So we just thank and praise God for this opportunity for the word of God on today. And the enemy tried everything it could to stop me today for doing this, but God is all powerful. Do you hear me? I'm sitting on a lot, in a lot, behind a brick wall, doing this. So I got to get back in here to work. And I don't care how long I took. They can tell me to go home. I'm going home and take a shower and get in my bed. Because God is all powerful. So we're going to get ready to close out. God, we just thank you tonight for all that you've done. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your power, God. I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to be on this radio broadcast, because I didn't think we was going to be able to come on, but you made it possible. I thank you today. We praise you. We give you glory. We ask all these things in Jesus' name for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. And God bless y'all. Y'all have the rest of the night a good night. I'm going to get back in here and finish my hour and a half and go home. Bless y'all. I love you.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you, baby.
Love you too.
Amen. Good night. Good night. Love you too, baby.
Okay, you better get home.
Okay, let's see how to do this. Okay, I see it. Okay, I see this.